Places like Sitka, Haines, and Hoonah are known in the cruise industry as second-tier ports, smaller or less accessible communities that cruise ships are less likely to visit. And officials from Sitka, Haines, and Hoonah want that to change. Tanya Ryu is president of the board for the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau.
What they're trying to do is put together a comprehensive proposal that they could take to a major cruise line to see if they would make an itinerary that has never been created before that includes exclusively second-tier ports.
The idea is called Backroads Alaska, and representatives of the three Southeast communities are hoping to present it in March at the cruise industry's annual trade show in Miami. But before they make the pitch, they want to have something to sweeten the deal.
Because they would be taking a chance on trying something that's really never been tried, and as far as I know, never considered before.
In Sitka, those incentives would apply only to the single ship that visits the second-tier ports exclusively. Ideas include closing down Lincoln Street for part of the day while the ship is in town, and waiving Sitka's port fees for 1 year, again, only for the vessel that's operating on the Backroads itinerary. In Sitka, those fees amount to about $8,000 a year for one vessel.
Obviously, $8,000 in a year to a cruise line isn't a huge amount, but when combined with the other ports as well, it would be a large, you know, an incentive for them to come, and it would just be part of the proposal.
Assembly members, including Mayor Cheryl Westover, expressed support for the plan, but the assembly said there was a little more homework to do first before it officially signed on. Assemblymember Tor Christensen asked about bigger ports.
Cruise lines have their own businesses in those towns. Do we really think that we can pull them away from their own profit centers like that? Is this realistic to think we can do that?
Again, Tanya Ryu.
I think if they have the customer base for it and if they could pilot it and not have any loss, it's a possibility. That's my opinion. I could be overly optimistic, but it certainly doesn't hurt to try.
Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett wondered if businesses had been consulted on the idea to make downtown a pedestrian mall when the ship is in town. Ryu said she didn't recall if John Dunlap, the convention and visitor board member who worked most heavily on the plan, had done that consulting. CVB Executive Director Sandy Lorigan acknowledged that in the past, some businesses have expressed opposition to closing off downtown. But Lorigan said since those discussions, cruise ship traffic has decreased, which could change the mindset, especially as merchants browse the 2011 cruise schedule.
It is just so scant. You know, there might be, you know, two large ships in 1 week. It's just, like, unbelievable how it's going to drop off for next year. Mm-hmm. And I think merchants are starting to notice that. We need some funding coming in.
Assemblymember Larry Cruz said it might be businesses near downtown, but not along Lincoln Street, that most object to the pedestrian mall idea, even if it is only 1 day a week.
Primarily, the problem is peripheral businesses off the main street. You know, there's no parking then for them all day. So that's kind of always been the dilemma, because a lot of people are just kind of like, they want to park in front of their business. You know, even downtown, and that's why I don't understand it, but they do. And so they end up parking, and everybody else is parking on the peripheral side. So if it could be a Saturday and Sunday, it would be really best, but I don't know if that can actually be done.
Ryu said that could be a challenge. The itinerary works best if the ships hit each port when no other ships are there. But on the other hand, she said, if it's only one ship, maybe the schedule will be more flexible. The Assembly will next consider whether to lend its support to the plan at a special meeting on January 18th. That meeting was set to continue a discussion with the city's Long Range Planning and Economic Development Commission. This plan will be an extra item on the agenda. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.